Ella sagt die Gemara. Tane kreuwe kreuwe locha. The list of the Mishnah, why it doesn't start with Achuis Isha, that she's the mocker in the Turin Yevonis, and it starts with Bidoi. Kreuwe kreuwe locha. לפי דקורבה רשי הנח דקריבה לתפי, the ones that are closer to him, נוקת ברישה תונת ביטו יובס, ביטו יובס בנוי, this is the most close, it's קרה דעבור, his daughter, דקורי בעצמריה, והידה דתונה שלוש דוירס למטו דידי, תונה נמי שלוש דוירס למטו דידו, his wife's daughter, his wife's granddaughter. So even the Be'ez, if it's not so close, could be it's Bechlal now, it's only Mitzad two generations. But Agav, that it's written down, Kroi V'didei, so it's written down, Sholesh Doiro is Kroi V'dido. V'hide de Tone Shloiro Shdoiro is Lemato, Dido, Tone Name Shloiro Shdoiro is Lemato, Dido. In the Rambam, it's more Shmur Gishmak. It's not like the same kind of Yisrael. 3 days down, 3 days up. Even if not, but does he say that Gemara? After these 9, Tone Achoisoi, it's also closeness. The Achoisimoi, the Kroi Beatzmoi. Reader the Aire of Isu Achva, Tone Achoisoi, this is really not so close anymore. It's a sister of a wife. Over Agam, it's written his sister. And his mother's sister, Ubedinu, Zog Migmor, the Lekat Melekalos, Kalos is the last one in the Mishnah. Mikamei Eshes Ochim Shalai Hoyo Boilomoi. The Lebishun Kurlu Huda Asira Eshes Ochim Shalai Hoyo Boilomoi. And either the Arab is so Achmet on Eshes Ochim Shalai Hoyo Boilomoi, but on the Kalos. And this last piece of the Gemara, Nechleku Rabiseinu Arishoy, the Pshat. The Gemara says, out of the list, till the last three, it's Koyu V'Koyu V'Nokat, and finishing the Doimim Loen. Bitoi Bas Bitoi, it's Koyu V'Atzmoi, Shloisha Dido, Shloisha Didei, then Isur Ach V'Achoisoi, Achoisimoi, and after that, Agav V'Tone Achoisimoi, Tone Achoisishto. And we have the last three, as Eishes Ach Minayim, Eishes Ach Minayim, and we'll see again the last few lines of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Ubedinu de lekad me lekalose mishum eish esochim shelo yoyo bo ilomoy. De loy mishum kurbe hu de asire. And either the Arab, Yisru Ach, veton eish esochim shelo yoyo bo ilomoy vo adotan ikalose. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, we read the Gemara like this. Ubedinu de lekad me lekalose mikamei eish esochim shelo yoyo bo ilomoy. We don't mean Dafka Eishes Ochiv Shalai Hoyo Bo Ilomoy, that is one before the last one. Also one more before, Eishes Ochiv Minayim. It's also Eishes Ach. Delav Mishum Kurve Uda Asire. All of the last three are not Kurve Didei Bichlau. It's not his daughter, it's not his mother's sister, it's not his sister. It's a wife of a brother. Eishes Ach Minayim, Eishes Ach Shalai Bo Ilomoy, and a wife of a son. All of these three really, b'meile, val, all of these three are the last ones in the kuvve. In that group, write first kalosoi, because she's also the most. Write kalosoi, because she's also the most. So if you Rashi reading more like this, ובדידו דלקד מלקלוסוי מקמי שסורי של בו אלומוי לאו דווקא הודי נשסורי מאימוי משום דלוי משום קורבו ודעשירה. All of this group is no difference really the קורבו. So now go back and write לפי what? לפי the one that is also the more. אלא הנה דהייר ביסורך ותאי זור של בו אלומוי נשספל אותו לקלוסוי. So the derech lefi Rashi is that the Gemara really had to say litni kalosim mikamei shesochiv shloyo bo ilomoy umikamei shesochiv meimoy one ora lefi Rashi. But the second ora is when the Gemara says the lav mishum kuvo udasire say that. So why kalosoi? So Rashi, because she's the most chamur. So the main point the Gemara just didn't speak out. The knech. So because of that, it has to be first. Then the Gemara didn't speak out. Lomas and the Rashi inside. לקרוא למטה דידי דאישתו ועמדו נחמה משומקור דידי אסיר אלי למעלה דידי חפוסי למטה דידי למוצר מדמיד לה ואימא לא יעזי לאיבו ושארי אסור לאוכי מאובי ותוני החויסי והחויסי אימא דקרוי בעצמי תפי מקלוסי וקלוסי לב קורבוסי אלו מקויח קידושי בני נעשרו עלו ובדינו דלקד מלקלוסי מקמש זום שלו בואי לא מדלה משומקור ועוד אסיר כלא אימא וכיוון דקרוי ארבע ומקלוי מומין זה גמור זנת כפשוטה וכיוון דקרוי במלוקת ואוזיל וקלוסי ואיש אור שלו בואי לא מוי ואיש אזור עם אימא אור לה משומקור ודידי דאסיר אלי בדינו דלית דקלוסי מקמש זום שלו בואי לא מוי ומקמש אזור עם אימא נמי וואי משום דקלוסי חמיר את פי והם למין גד חומרי כיוון דלימוד זה למין גד קורבי And the last group, all of them are love kroy v'didei, but it's stomach kurve, right? Kalosi, that is more chomu. Mr. Shver, that the ikar chosom in a sefer, A, B, that the Gemara never mentioned that you write it also before Yishasochi me'imoy. The Gemara was only busy before Yishasochi shalabai lomoy. They have the last few Yishasochi me'imoy, shalabai lomoy, and Kalosi. Tesis says similar like Rashi, Loma said the Tesis inside. Mikamei Yishasochi shalabai lomoy. והוא הדין מקמי שסוחי מאימוי וכל המינה ינוקה ותרווה אליו קרוי בעצמי נינו אלא על ידי קידושי So why Kalosi before them? Kalosi is the last one in the Mishnah So Rashi said because she's the most homo Tesis says it different shots וקלוסי שיש אז בנוי קרוי במינה יוטפי Why? Married to my brother? No! Married to my brother שלא יבוא אלום? No! Married to my son? My son, my daughter-in-law. It's Mama Shakir. Why? No, she's my, they call her daughter-in-law. She's a daughter. My wife's brother. Say that. אבל אין לא אמר, דווקא לגבי שיש אוכים שלא יהיו בו אילום וקלוס וקרוי ותפי. Maybe no. So again, so Tesis is really like Rashi that the Gemara meant to ask on both. But Rashi explained because Kalosi is more chomu, Tesis and Kalosi is closer. So Tesis, maybe I have a third shot. We'll see the Ritva says the shot. That the Gemara meant to ask that Kalosi is first. So Lefi Rashi because she's chamura. She's more chomu. Lefi Tesis, not because she's more chomu, because she's more close from both of them. So Tesis, maybe I will say no. Why the Gemara didn't mention Yisachar v'Imoy, marriage, sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, is the same closeness. So why the Gemara wants that Kalosi will be first? Only as Shaloyohi Boilomoi, Val that brother is not a real brother, because I never met him, so maybe it's a Shvach Rekuv. Look inside. אבל אין למה לגבי איש הסוכים של הבוילומוי קלוסי קרוי בטפי לפי שלא היה הבוילומוי אבל לגבי איש הסוכים מאים מוילוי and that is the Gemara's kasha all the three are the same it's through marriage But Kalosi is less from Shreya Ba'ilomai. Why Kalosi is 15 and Shreya Ba'ilomai is number 14? Change the order, put Kalosi 14 and Shreya Ba'ilomai because this is the least. It's not even a real brother. I never met him. I was never with him together. So this is not. This is Bnoi. Ibn Dori. Ket Ashur Gabayidis Bebebasre. Ama Gabayis Ochi Me'im Ba'iloi. Why Kalosi is not closer because it's the second generation. אפילו אם אני אמר שבאב בפוסק ולאוכי ועל כוח לי לראי עשה שסבנוי קרוי ותפי מישס אח שהבן קרה דעבור וככו שביטר והסביטר קרוי בעצמי תפי מאחוי עשה So Tesis, my daughter-in-law is much closer from my brother's wife and maybe it has to be that Kalosi has to be before both of them and not only before שלא היה בו So before we go to the Rishonim so Rashi's pshat is the last three are בעצם are only through marriage so write Kalosi first because it's more chomo I think Mo only said Shreya Ba'ilomai love Dafka Tesis is the same thing that Mo means ask Kalosi before both or because she's closer she's a daughter she's a married to my son otherwise she's married to brother and I have Shreya Ba'ilomai but Ein Lo'iman that Mo really meant only to be Magdim Kalosi to Shreya Ba'ilomai because Shreya Ba'ilomai is a Shvach Hikul we saw the Ritva Take says like the Ein Lo'iman his Doiche Rashi's Pshat Because the Gemara didn't say write it before Shiloheo Boilomoi before Shesach Minayim and it's doiche that the Gemara meant because it's more chomo because the Gemara doesn't mention it we'll see the Ritva inside Zog the Ritva Pirash Rashi the Kevon the Kalosu v'Shesochiv Ke'adod Ininu Tarvayo Aledei Kiddushin Havali Lo Ketimi Le Kalosu the Chamur Atfei v'Shesochiv Shiloheo Boilomoi the Kalosu v'Skile the Chamur Mechai v'Krisus והוא הדין באיסלה להקדומה של בית קלוסי בפוי ששורכים לאימו ידלוחה בין היונוקה. אני אעשה איזה סנן גשמה ואולי דלפי פירוזה תם הקדומה סקלוסי משום חומרה לישנה דגמור אלוהי משמע אוכי דגמור האור נספרק דלב משום קורבה. That is why this group is group last group. אבל why קלוסי is בפוי ששורכים לאימו? It's not a reason. ולפירוש הנאמור משום דלב קורבה הוא פירוש דלוי משום קורבה לנפשי חודד דאש דלוי משמע דלוי נוחיס. ואולי לגמור היה את זה לקחת ששוחים מאימא והנוכי עוד רעדת דווקא נוקד דלקד מלא ששוחים שלו יויו בו אילומוי שאינו קרויבס אך גמורו כיוון שלו יויו בו אילומוי ולגבי אימום לא יחוש יבוכי מן בדסריק פה ולגבי אימום לא יחוש יבוכי. He says why I don't do אימום לשלו יויו בו אילומוי because it's not a real brother. No, so the arayas there are very low arayas. So eishes ach minayim, it's a regular eishes ach. Eishes ach shel rabbi ilomoi, it's not a real brother. So it's an elve. So it's the least elve. Kalosa is a normal elve. Nez and Tesis also wanted to say it. So these are the three pshatim, the three balik poshte pshatim. Again, kovah kovah. Look at the last three of three marriage. Ishesach minayim shloya ba'ilom and daughter-in-law. Zot gemol sarat kalosi first. If Rashi stam because it's more chomu. If it says it's a daughter marriage into my son, no kara davu is much more marriage into a brother. And a posh tacheshbon. Who's closer, my son or my sister? My daughter or my sister? Who are closer to me? My daughter. The gemol says you had the daughter first. So the one that is married to my son is closer to me. The one that's married to my brother. This is Tesis cheshbon. But again, kalosi before both, and lefi the ritva, the gemara means only kalosi before shloya ba'ilom because the shvach ekuve v'orai it's potumim. The Ramban comes and says the under pshat. He doesn't like Rashi and Tesis that the gemara meant on both because the gemara didn't see on both. The gemara only has that kalosi be before shloya ba'ilom. He doesn't want to say like the ritva that it's closer. He doesn't see that it's closer. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Zog the Ramban, I'll say it by a pain, then we'll see it inside. Zog the Ramban, Eishesochim Shalaya Ba'ilomba is Bichlam Nishken Erve. Why you don't do Yibum Shalaya Ba'ilomba? Because she's red. All the Arayas, you don't do Yibum, they're red, they're bad. Shalaya Ba'ilomba, you don't do Yibum because she's bad? Why you don't do Yibum? She's missing. Not because she's bad. All the 14 arayas disturb Yibum. Shaloya ba'ilomoy, not disturbing Yibum. She's lacking in the Yibum. Mama said the Ramban inside. Look at the Ramban inside. Yeah, we got Ochi Pirushi. No, we call him a ton of Achoisi and Achoisi and Tere Atzmai. But I don't make a mess of me, Yibum. She's a Kedusha Atzmai. The ton of אבל יש סוף של הבא אלום או אלוהי אבל אלה מתנה בעדיו דלם משום קור ועוד האסירה שהרי יש סוף עם שאוי הבא אלום או קרוי בו מזו מפן ספיק סדר הרי יש סוף שאוי הבא אלום או is even closer but you don't do איבום נו so שאוי הבא אלום או יזהר בלי איבום יש סוף מי לי איבום. This is the Rashi, go ahead and ask the Kasha and some Rashi. This is the Ramban. So the Ashkav HaRishayin, when you hear the Ramban, Gishmak HaRamban? Zot the Ramban, the Gemara is asking Poshut, a simple Kasha, Shaloi Eboi Lomoi, it's not Mishum Kurve. The Ramban, the Gemara is Metzuchzuch. Not it's less, it's more. Frank, the Gemara, Liktoni Kalosi Mikamei Shaloi Eboi Lomoi, the Lab Mishum Kurve. It's mamish good. That is the kasha. Litni yeshesochim shaloyoyo ba'ilomoy kalosu mikamei because that one is not a kuva. She's just missing legs. She's just missing. She's not a harayas. So she has to be the last one on the list. Say that, but if the Ramban is much, not less, more. At all, there's no kuva bichlal. Glad. What is the problem? What is the problem? Frank the world, this is what you started to ask. This is good. If the Tanya would come, and we'll be learning now second prayer. Eshav Olam, we don't have to do Yibum. So she's not, because all the Arayas, Perek Rishon, we don't do Yibum for bad people. Perek Sheni, we don't do Yibum, Shalai Olam, that is the second prayer. We're not discussing in our Mishnah why we don't do Yibum, Teshishav Olam. What we're discussing? Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuven dies, Levi is born. We're not saying why Levi doesn't do Yibum. And Shimon married Reuven's wife, and Shimon dies. Levi can't take Eishes Reuven, and even Tzarosa he can't take. Right? This is the Mishnah. We call it Benefilo Shniyah. We're not discussing the Filo Rishayah. We're discussing the Filo Shniyah. Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum. And now Levi is born, and now Levi wants to take Eishes Reuven that is parking by Shimon or Tzarosa, and he can't. That is the Aloch. Why he can't? Why again married the second wife of Shimon? Because she's a Tzora Selva. What is a Tzora Selva? Eishes Reuven, the Eishes Ach came back. So what part is now the Eishes Ach? It's a regular Elva. If you ask me when Reuven died, why Levi didn't do Yibum, that because he was missing. Although what Levi is not doing Yibum to the second wife of Shimon, because she's a Tzora Selva. What is the name of the Elva? The Eishes Ach, from Reuven. So they should say, the Elva is disturbing, not the lack is disturbing. So what the Ramban is saying? The Ramban is saying, I'm telling you, there's no problem here. You could do Yibum. Why? You do Yibum. This lady is missing. It's not like their eyes. This lady is missing, and I'll discuss to me having her. And when I'm discussing to Pater in the Filoshniyah, her and Tzoroso, it's because the Shesach came back. So what the Ramban is saying, but she bets and the Elva is not this shtelling here. A pellet, shut the Ramban. Closest. Right. The list of the Noshim that will patter. But here also the list of the Ishis Ach will patter. Right, but the Ishis Ach should go patter. They just ach will pat. Nochum is trying to say, can't sign that you're right that they just ach patters. But if we say poitros, not oisros, every time in the filoshnir they just ach patters. Second, if it's oisros, it's called the bitter patters. But the list of the ladies that cause the problem. Here, the Shalai Ba'ilom causes the problem. It's not an elva, it's a lack. The lack causes the problem. He's trying a little bit to miyash of the Ramban. But if we learn all the Mishnah of the Filo Shnir, the Ishesach part is not the Bitter. Yeah? When we learn Rashi, that the Ishesach part is the Filo Shnir, not the elva. So what is Kroive Kroive Noka? Well, we're speaking about the original problem. The elva, how the elva causes the system. The Shalai Ba'ilom, it's not an elva that causes the system, it's a lack that causes the system. So when we have the list of the elves that cause system, don't put inside the list of the lacks that cause system. That's what. But the Velt wants to say another term. The Velt says a Pashto term. We asked the Kasha, we read a couple of times, we spoke it out in Yevonis, every time when Reuven dies, it's Shimon does Yibum. And Shimon dies. Why Levi could do Yibum? So he should say from Reuven. Why Levi can't do Yibum? And other because it goes into the shoes, other because it falls again, other Evi Yishisach was never necessarily Yibum. All of the Nuschores that we said. I mean, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon takes Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi takes over that wife. B'shaloi b'oi lomoi, he can't take it over. And because he can't take it over, it becomes an Elva Dikei Shesach. Why he can't take it over? Because it's a lack. So again, this is what the Ramban means, that it's not that the Elva is causing that he can't take it back. The lack that she can't fall the Yibum makes her not to fall in the second time. The Melech becomes an Elva Dikei Shesach, and the Melech patters. But what causes it in the second Nefile not to do Yibum is vital the lack, not the Aveira Shaboy. She's not a bad lady. Falls in the second time and you could do Yibum. So not because she's the Erva she doesn't fall in the second time. The reason she doesn't fall in the second time is because she's missing something. Because she's missing something, so b'meila I have a problem with the ishesach, and b'meila I can't do yimum in the fila shliyah. This is what the Ramban means. We'll see the Gemara later. Zog the Gemara. Umay ayri de tomi poitrus, litni oisrus. What is the Gemara's kasha? Zog the Rashi. The mashma, the Tanan writes poitrus, mashma pturusem v'iboim meyabim. Let me learn good this Gemara. Umay ayri de tomi poitrus, litni oisrus. Why? Zog the Rashi. Because if the Tana would write poitrus, I would think Yipotu me'ibum v'yiboyim me'yabim. So I want to be mad because I know a lot of Bochum have a mistake when they learn this Gemara. If the Tana would write poitrus, I would think it's not osu. You only potu. What do you mean it's not osu? And if you want, you're allowed to make, you're allowed to get married there, or if you want, you could do yibum. How do you learn Melach? What? You could do yibum. Right? This is what Rashi says. Rashi says like it. But Lulei Rashi, I would say no. If Tony Poitras, you bought him. Now she's like a random lady. You want, get married. You don't want, don't get married. Rashi says no. Rashi is adding. If Tony Poitras, have a mine, p'turoisem, v'abaduvils, kenstemachen yibu. Not if you want, you could do a beer with this lady. She's not an Erev anymore. Taisus says it even starker. My Eri the Tony Poitros, Pirush the Mashma, Aval Iboyim Meyabem, Litni Asurois Leyabem. Aval Iboyim Meyabem, same thing like Rashi. Same as a Shinri Losh. My Eri the Tony Pturois, the Mashma Pturois, and the Iboyim Meyabem, Litni Oisrois. The Vada Yasurois. Rashi has a kasha. Maybe take it's potu, and it's no mitzvah to do yibum also, but it's no aveira. Who said it is aveira? So Rashi, that is poshut. If it's no mitzvah, but maybe it's aveira. If it's no mitzvah, it's poshut that it's aveira. Now look, Sam, Loshon Rashi, litni oisrois. The erve asus the tzora. Basis of the gears is a bit different. Litni asurois, not oisrois. Asurois. Only if we say that the mistake, the ball is not put in the right place. Litni asurois, that the lady is osu. Rashi says oisrois, like we know from the Buskerov, that the gather is, at least the habamim was that the erve asus the tzora. So again, so long as I'm good, the gmore. My ayre, the tonit poitrois, litni oisrois. So Rashi, maybe the Tana doesn't hold that she's asura. For sure she's also, so Rashi. Why? Val is no mitzvah, for sure she's also. Now I want to read good this Rashi. This Rashi, Reb Nochum mentioned this Rashi in Yevomes 500 times. Look at Rashi. Litni oisrei zlo vade asura se ma'achar shem skukes liyibum v'kaimi b'yisrei shesach. In Rashi alone there's nothing more to see. Well, there is no mitzvah, mele, the Shesach comes back. Maskim? It's the only place in Yevomes, Kimat, that Rashi says, Val is no mitzvah, Sibum, the Shesach comes back. Normally, how Rashi? How normally Rashi says in Yevomes? When there's no mitzvah, Sibum, what happens? Vehavelei, Kei Shesach, Sheyesh Lobonim. Every time in Yevomes, Vehavelei, Kei Shesach, Sheyesh Lobonim. Here, Rashi. Mishuma forgot. We'll see in a second. Five more times in this page, every time Rashi will not forget. If you want to look at the bigger, bigger line in Rashi. Okay, Shizach Shiesh Lobonim. Every time Rashi will say, Okay, Shizach Shiesh Lobonim. Look at Rashi before the bigger, bigger line. Five lines. Dibar Masr gave them Okay, Mitzvah Sivum Uda Asire. Every time in Yevomes, Rashi says Eishesach Sheyesh Lobonim. He doesn't have to, but he doesn't have to, but he says Eishesach Sheyesh Lobonim. He says Eishesach Sheyesh Lobonim. He doesn't have to, but like he means also the Eishesach. Here Rashi, Mishuma, written down that there's no mitzvah, ve'havel eishesam. It's a diuk be'arme, v'ez Hashem, it'll be meyushev lehafi. But let me send the Gemara again. Frank, the Gemara, ma'er, the toli poitris lit ni oisrois. Eat toni oisrois, we will learn like the Deis Yishori. Have a osu le'yabem, avon mechmetz cholzo. The Gemara didn't think that we will switch the word in the Mishnah. Listen carefully, as they said the Deis Yishori. The Gemara didn't mean switch the word poitris instead of oisrois and leave the Mishnah like it is. Chamez anoshim asurois, minayimu minachalitze. Because if you switch the word poisos to oisrois, the Gemara can't say, Tone oisrois, ad amina osu le'yabem, avon mechmetz cholzo. The Gemara meant write a surah Le'yabim, and the Gemara didn't have a tzad that you write also lachlat, because there's no isur duchalitza. So when the Gemara meant litni oisrois, the Gemara meant to write oisrois Le'yabim and not to write oisrois Le'yabim velachlat. And for the Gemara, iton oisrois, avamine osu Le'yabim. Aval mechlatz cholzo. I will think you're not allowed to do yibum, but chalitza you will have to do. Kamash malon. That what? What is the kamash malon? Shteit poitrois kamash malon. That what? That you put off in both. Why the Gemara doesn't explain it? Because everyone knows how to read, right? I think Rashi does explain it. Doesn't Rashi? Hava mina asur es liyavim bechalitza lemishtame ba'ochet sheinisu bechalitza. Why? Sheinish is achmu. Menahab leibon and niftaras velay chalitza. Kamash malon. Rashi does not to explain that you potu in gantz. So I think more of that is your problem. That if I would write two is minayibu, and I would not write, if I would write oisro is liyabim, you would think that you need chalitza. This is the reason the Tana has to write two is minayibu and chalitza. Litni asur olachloitz. Write asur le'yabim ve'lachloitz, and I will know. Zog b'gmore ma'ika ovid, how I could write asur lachloitz. Zog b'gmore alom alom, why not? Ima to'im al chulitz, it's mityabemes. B'gmore has a svor pshuto that is a isur to do chalitze, ki ima to'im al chulitz, it's mityabemes. It's a svor. So if someone will ask you today, you'll have to do chalitze? You have a yevoma. She's elder, she's potter, but she feels very bad that nothing was done. She's asking a favor, take off my shoe. You allowed to or not? You allowed to or not? Yes or no? What? No, she wants the whole thing. She wants the whole thing. You allowed to or not? She's asking, she wants to. You allowed to or not? She wants to do it. You allowed to or not? Shteit nigbori not allowed to. She'im atorim el chulitz, it's mityabemes. If people will do chalitze, you will think that you have to do yibu. Right? We see from the Gemara that Gemara asks, write osu lachlet. What could be the isu? What is the isu? Frag the uch laner. So why should you know uch steht nicht isu to lochoylet? The Gemara said so poshut that it's the isu lachlet. Frag the uch laner, I didn't find it no safer brings down this isu. That is the isu to do chalitze. Shima toim, by shima toim lochoylet, it's mityabemes. Shodai mechulet, it's mityabemes. Shimatoi mechulet, it's mityabemes. As if I go chulaner, bleib tzorichi. Why the shochanoch, no one from the poiskim, brought down this aloch? And for the Gemara, so why Taki doesn't say oisrois? Kevon de b'mokim mitzvah ude asir et zoro sheloi b'mokim mitzvah sharye mishumochi tol lipoi. So the Gemara explains, if the Tana would say oisrois, I would think that the erve asers the zoro, and if it asers here, it could aser even sheloi b'mokim mitzvah. Stam, a random person is married to my daughter and he dies, the zoro will also be aser mishumochi tol lipoi. Not that the bitoy asers the zoro, the bitoy patters the zoro. And the beta day Shesach comes back. This is Be'etzim De Gemore, that Shitas Rashi is, that the gather is not that the Erbe asses the Tzorah and she becomes like a bitoy, the Erbe patters the Tzorah and the Shesach comes back. This is the way Rashi explains it. This is the Rashi. Shmoch it on the poetry. This is all the Rashi. Came the Mokimitza Simon de Asir, a Tzorah Sabas, the Miftara Akosu Bezika Simon, the Kaime Be'etzim Shesach Shiashlobonim. שלם מקבית זה שער ונוכי של השיחות ולא איש האחרס ומייס מותרס משומור איתו ניפויטריס ואיתונו איסריס משמע שעבס הוא איסרס אולוב להקחס הייתי בזכרוב, הייתי פה רציע איסר וכל בוחרי מהר שלא אינו מקבית זה אבל פויטריס לא אימשמע איסורי משום צורות של הבת אלא הבת פויטר אותו מאיבו ואיסור השוכב על הממילא דהיה באיסור הישסך שיש לבוני ומשום הישסך הוא דמיצה עומי ושלא אם יקמיצה דהיגו הישסך עלי שרו this is שיטס רשי it's so stark that he says the same thing here אני באמס לכן הוא הקמיצו להסיר את צור והבטון האסור זה ממש בכל שכן הוא הקמיצו כי אם אני איסור צור מחמסר בכל שמור את הליפוידוס דהשת הוא הקמיצו להסיר משום דמיילא כוי באיסור הישסך About it later when we get to Rav Kiveregers and Amud Beis and we will have to say all the tales that the El, the Asas, the Tzora becomes a bitter, we have to remember this Gemara is the Gemara that it's Mashma Poitres. And we have to know the Pashas, especially the way Rashi speaks in our tastes, you could say Rashi Mame speaks in our the Rochel Bitro Akhtano. Don't think the El, the Asas, the Tzora. No, it's not the Pshat. The Pshat is the El, the Padas, the Tzora. But maybe the Shizach goes back. This is Shitas Rashi in Yevomis, that it's poetry. The problem is, we'll have to get an Eitzah. Tesis also learns the Gemara, and Tesis Shita is, the Biskarov, all these Achroinim, and it's together that the El Ve'as of the Tzor. We'll have to get an Eitzah. The same. Let me send the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Umay ayri de toni min achalitzo min ha'ibum, litni min ha'ibum lechude. Okay, you can write oisrois. You write poetry. Say, Pturis min ha'ibum. Why you mention Pturis min ha'ibum v'achalitza? This is the most paradigmatic Gemara in the world. I mean, he answered you. If I would say Potu min ha'ibum, you would think that you need chalitza, no? This was the whole sugya. If Tane Oisrois min ha'ibum, I would think you need chalitza. Okay, the Gemara answers the same terms. יתונה מן האיבום, אבא מן המחלץ חוצו, איבום אלה מייבם. כמה שקוראים לאיבו אלה חליץ, זה כמו שאין לי איבו אלה חליץ. פרק דה טויסס גורמש. פרק דה טויסס ישומן. פרק דה מהדור הבאסרה. דיר, what is going on in סדר הפשט את הגמורה היום? The Gemara says, ליטנה אויסרות. ליטנה אויסרות. זוג בגמורה, you can't write אויסרות, because you can't write חליץ. Write only איבו. So the Gemara, I would think you have to do chalitza. So both. So the Gemara answers, we don't write oisrei. So the Gemara, okay, we write poitras. Lidim in a yibum. Well, write yibum, I would think you have to do chalitza. This would he ask, this would he answer. This is the kasha of the sukkah. The pshat. Tais yishonim, ma'adur basra, and tais gomish, we have to do the kapis, tais gomish, as if we do tais gomish. What is Vaistois? Vaistois, there are two sugyas here. Listen carefully. Vaistois is two sugyas. It's the first sugya and the second sugya. The first sugya, now the first sugya learns litni oisrois. She's not allowed to do yibum. Zog de Gemara, if you would think that she's not allowed to do yibum, I would think that she could do chalitza. Why? We will explain. I would think that you could do chalitza. I would think that you could do chalitza. You will have to do chalitza. You only also do the yibum, but you have to do chalitza. So the Gemara, shtei poitrois. If shtei poitrois, now there's no reason really to do chalitza. Frey the Gemara, no. So write only poitrois min ha'yibum. So the Gemara, again, I would have a mistake. For a different reason, I would have a mistake that you need to do chalitza. I will explain it a little bit more. If it would be oisrois, she would be in the parsha of zikas yibum. She says, asura to do yibum. So I would think she needs a chalitza. This is the reason you can't say asura liyabim. Zog de Gemore, litni poitrois. After it said that she's poitrois, she's out. Mechateze, she will need a chalitza. Zog the Gemara, but I would think maybe as a new parsha of chalitza. That is the second sugya. Now, before we come to build up, I want the shtel to explain the oris and the sugya. Are seven the oris the pshat in the sugya? 66 were written in the Maamikimus, but I want to go over the 7 at Oras and the Shinuim and the Sugya and to try to miyashet them. We'll do one by one. The Gemara starts in the first Sugya. My anger that only point of the Oisrois, the Tony Oisrois have a mina osu leyabem, aval mechnat cholz. If you tell me osu leyabem, I will think what? You're not allowed to do Yibum. Aval mechnat cholz. See the Russian? Then the second shlav, the Gemara says, lead me pturus mina Yibum. He told me pturus, have a mina, mechnat cholz, Yibum eloy leyabem. Why did Gemara switch the Russian? And the Gemara says, "Itone asurois have amine osur leyaben yes chalitza." The second time, "Itone mina yibum have amine yes chalitza no yibum." Why we switch the lashon? Well, you see the shinui lashon. See the shinui lashon. And the first time, "Litne asurois," zog the Gemara, "Itone asurois have amine osur leyaben aval mechlat chalitza." Second time, little mina yibum lechude. Itone meiv ave amine mechlatz cholzo yibum aloy meyaben. Why are we switching the losh? First time. Second of all, look in Rashi. Why we would think to do chalitza? How Rashi explains that the Bar Masil have amine asuris liyaben. Chalitza loy mishtame meoche shein isu bechalitza ve'ave amine. Mechlatz cholzo al kol choy. Why? She'ein neshesach min ha'av beleibonim nifteres beloi chalitza. Why I would have a ha'av aminu that you need chalitza? A lady could get free without a chalitza. I can't do evil, but she can be free. She can be free. You have a good reason to think that you will need chalitza. Maskim? Now look in Rashi, Dibu ha'maskim, ha'av aminu mechlatz cholzo, 6 lines in the bottom in the second time. I would think Yibum now, but why yes Chalitza? Shaloi lefkiya mitzvah you. That's nice. Give her that is Chalitza. The first time Rashi explained why to do Chalitza. What do you mean? She's a Yishisach, she needs something. Not Yibum, you need Chalitza. Shaloi lefkiya. Kidai, kidai. Shaloi lefkiya. It's not the Gduke and Nius. Why Rashi has to explain two different ways in the two Pshotim? The third order. Now, the third order. This guy. The third order. What is the third order? The Gemara asks the Kasha, Lit me asuris liyabem. Itone asuris liyabem, ave amine. Osu liyabem, aval mechlatz cholzo. Komash malon what? What was the komash malon? What is it? What was the komash malon? What? If the Tana, why the Tana says also p'turis? Because if the Tana would write a suris, I would think osu liyabem, but you have to do chalitza. Komash malon, what? But you don't do nothing. The second time the Gemara says, nit mi pturis min ha'yibum, ave amin emech latzchotzo yibum eloim yabem. Komash malon, kol ha'oil el ha'yibum el ha'chalitza, kol she'ein ha'oil el ha'chalitza. Why the first time the Gemara couldn't explain it so nicely and so generous? The Gantz is up. As if like the taste is gornish, but they're not boring by remizet. So the way we have three starke orders. First, one order, the Gemara doubles the kasha. She said, "Litne asuris mi yibum." The way we learn the Gemara's kasha. Frank the Gemara, I would think only yibum with chalitza yes. And then the Gemara has the same kasha. Litne pturis min yibum, and again the same kasha, the same teretz. One order. Second order is why the Gemara switch. First time you said, "Ave amin osu liyabem mechlatz cholzo." The second time you said, "Ave chlutz chlitz mi yibum leviyabem." The third thing is, Rashi changed the reasons why it would be a Hava Minu for Chalitza. The first time Rashi said the reason is She'en Nei Shesach Nifteres B'Lei Chalitza. The second time, She'lo Yila Efkiya. The fourth hour, here the Gemara says Komashon and doesn't explain. Here you say Komashon and do explain. It's the fourth hour. Fifth hour, we said. Every time in Yevomes Rashi says Nei Shesach She'esh Labonim, and here, when the Gemara starts the Surahs, Rashi Stam said Eishesach. Sixth Ore in the Sugya. Fregt Rab Kivya Eiger. And Gilin Ashas. רש"י דיבור על מסרי להב אמין המחלה צחוק, זה קומה שמולות, לא מזה דרש"י. בואו נמצא את הרש"י, 6 lines with the bottom, הב אמין המחלה צחוק, נגן רש"י 6 lines with the bottom, הב אמין המחלה צחוק, שלהפקיע מצסיבו, אבל ריבו מלאי, שמזה עשה כוסו דליצרו. קומה שמולות מסניסים, הויל בפרוטו הבאס מזיק הסיבו, מטור מן החליצה. כל הויל לזיק הסיבו, מויל לזיק הסחליצה, כל שאין לזיק הסיבו, מויל לליצה. וכל היכה דאמרין על חולצס ולא עם מסייבמס, משום סופק הוא. כי הוא פיידר יבומס, חליצה ולעדיבו, משום ספק. זה כבר כדי גרגיל מהשעס, עין דף חוף, חייב אליו עם ועשר, זה עושה חליצה. הוא לא יבומס ולפי 3 weeks. לא, הוא מנהוג לא. הוא יב חייב אליו עם ועשר. אשי סס. וכל היכה דאמרין, נמר, יולי נגיבומס, נמר חגי סטרן יבומס, דנו לא ידף חוף, אז הרשי, רשי סס, אין גנץ יבומס. לביסי חולץ, אז אולי מסייבא מס, אז הסוף. גנץ יבומס. היה מפורש יבומס, חבלה במבאס, חולץ, אז ולא כחו, זה לא הור שיר עליה. Maybe he knew what we asked and we'll answer and then we'll see how we make it. Okay, we'll see what we answer. It's a tzorchim gadol davar, why is it tzorchim tzad? I'm asking. No, I'm saying, it's like a tzorchim gadol, but Rashi is kol heich, kol heich. Kol heich, and I'm really kol heich, let me see a benes. So, we'll start with these six ores to say the yesoid. And maybe we have the seventh aura, why the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch Lanoz Kasha, we'll put it in the Vayr, into the seventh aura, there's more auras, just to make it Mesudah. The Aruch Lanoz asked the Kasha, why no one from the Poiski mix down the Aloche, that you're not allowed to do Chalitza, Shematayim Aruch Lanoz, with Yabemes. The Yesoid is one Yesoid. This is Gomish, is Meram, is it? Adur Abbas, everyone wants to say it, but this is what they mean to say. When the Gemara asked the Kasha Litni Asurois, the Gemara taught that the Tanna would write Asurois, the Gedder would be that it's Osur to do evil. But not that she's out, just she can't. Zog the Gemara, if she can do evil, so she has to do at least Chalitza. The Gemara didn't learn that she's Mufka from Parshas Yibu. The Gemara taught the Erva is like a Yom Kippur Hazah. It's sitting on her and she can't do Yibu. Asur is Le'abim. But not that she's Mufka from the Parsha. But Avade, Frank de Gemore, Loshen de Gemore, Asur Le'abim, aber Chlitza she will need. So if I would write Asur is Le'abim, you would have a mistake. It's Asur. Moshe, if you have a Mishnah, Asur Le'abim b'Shabbos. And now, also Le'avim B'Shabbos, also Le'avim B'Yom Kippur. Means she's free? It's awesome. The Meile, if it's a Yisur, aber Chlitza Yunit? Chlitza Yunit? This is the Gemara in the beginning, and this is the Loshen Rashi. שאין לכוי שסך ניטרס בלוי חליצה. She's a regular יבוא, but she's stuck. You need to do חליצה. קומש בלון פטורויס. She's out. And if she's out, she's out. You don't need חליצה. You don't need חליצה. You don't need חליצה if she's out. You don't need חליצה if she's out. You don't need chalitza if she's out. You don't have to say kol ha'oile. I thought that if I would take osur le'yabim, I would think she's in. Chumash le'mon, she's out. You don't have to explain nothing anymore. To explain? She's out, she's out. Frank Nigmore, Adazay, it lit me p'turois. And if she's p'turois, she's out. I would not osur chalitza. Why I need chalitza? Why I need chalitza? And for the Gemara, I would think you write that she's out. But it's a new parsha of Zikas Chalitza. Sheloi lehafkiya mitzvah yibum, we will give her Chalitza. Before we thought she's in, you can't leave without chalitza. Now we thought maybe it'll be a new parsha. Zog the Gemara, kol mashmalon, kol ha'oyle lezikas yibum, oyle lezikas chalitza, v'kol she'ein ha'oyle lezikas yibum, ein, that the Holy Spirit said for Rebbe Cholon. You don't have a separate zikah. In the beginning, we didn't think the chalitza would be a separate zikah. We thought that the chalitza will help you to take away. You have a zikas yibum, just you can't do it. So you'll do chalitza. Kamashlam, you're out. Now he asks him, so right that she's out from yibum memele, she's pulled from the old parsha. He's like, Gemara, but I will think maybe it's a new parsha, a parsha of chalitza. So the Gemara, kol ha'il zikas yibum, ha'il zikas chalitza. This is be'etzem the seder advar. This is the vote. Now, come, we'll try to see how we answer most of the kashas. But I will go first with the diuk from Reb Nochem, and that is the nicest part. So in the Havamina there was a surois, be'etzim she's a yivam, right? Because you can't do it. So she's an ervedike shesach or not an ervedike shesach? Kasir, she's an ervedike shesach or not an ervedike shesach? If, in the Havamina, be'etzim she's a yivam, it's only a surah. She's in the parsha or she's not in the parsha? She's in the parsha. She says, you can't do yibum. So Rashi says, b'meila the Ishesach comes back. Yeah? The Ishesach comes back. But not Ishesach she yesh labonim. We're not saying that she's mufka from the parsha. From the minute that we say pturois, Rashi says, she's out, v'ke Ishesach she yesh labonim. She doesn't need nothing. No, yeah, she's out, she has shabonim, she doesn't need nothing. She's out completely. So the maskana, every yevama that is an erbe, is out. The only place that we didn't think that she's out, and we thought that she's in the parsha and she will need chalitza, that was in the Hava Minev Oisrois. So now we'll go to the second step of it. So the fida Hava Minev, we thought that she's in the parsha. She can't do chalitza. She can't do chalitza. Sorry, she can't do yibum, but she will need a chalitza. Komash malon that she can. And then we have a havamina she's potu, but maybe will be a zikas chalitza. If this is the pshat, zok devel, listen, givaldiki yisoy to shlok da'uch laner. A yevama that is out is no chash if you do chalitza and someone was come to do yibum. We know she's out. We learn yevamas. We learn she's out. But if yevamas will be oisrois, and we will think that the yevama is in the parsha, just she's also to do yibum. So if you will do chalitza, you will think maybe that she could do yibum as well. If she's out, and I will explain, asking what the guy knows everything. Maybe yes. Shima to Oimer. But it's more from that. Chazal of Gdolim. Someone, if I'm asking you, Yeshaya, because you're allowed to go on the street, pull off a shoe from someone. Why not? I mean, who's going to get some? I pull off the shoe, maybe tomorrow I'll marry her. What's the shaykh? If she's in the parsha, it's a chashash. The Havamim, the Yevam is in the parsha. So it's a mockum to have a mistake. When the Yevama is out of the parsha, Chazal didn't make zorim, maybe for a person's time will come to marry someone that's nishna geya. When someone is nigeya, just mikenish, so past the gzeire. Shai matarim v'choyletz, it's mitiyabemes. Past the gzeire. Past the gzeire, shai matarim v'choyletz, it's mitiyabemes. Abra zei, now, so come we'll see what we answered already. So we answer the Ishesach, we answer the Ochlanel, we answer why the Gemara repeats the question, and we answer why here the Gemara doesn't say Komash Malon, and here the Gemara says Komash Malon. We'll go right. This is the Shinui Alosh. In the beginning, it's written in the Gemara. Itona Asurois, Habe Amime, Osur Liyabe, Amechlitze Muzman Omi. You can't do the yibum, but you have to do chalitza. And this was the Lashonis Rashi. And the second time, Frege the Gemara, lit nipturos. Iton nipturos, I will drink, mech latzchotzo yibum aloi. Ein echanami shikun enu yibu mit chalitza shikun. The Gemara doesn't have to start the session, also liyabe, but she will do chalitza. But the Gemara meant, like Rashi explained, she can do yibu, but chosh chalitza. Here it's something else. Have a mina, shiloi lehafki a mitzvah yibu, is a new zige, zige lechalitza. You're right. Who said to write like this? But it's a different kasha. Before the kasha was, also leyabim, aber yochalitza. Here's another kasha. You're right, two lois, but maybe it's a pasha for chalitza. Shiloi lehafki a mitzvah yibu, will be a pasha for chalitza. And this is the shinuim in Rashi. So now we have to come to Rabbi Kiveiga's kash. And I'm not saying we will answer it completely, but the Vayil will answer it halfway. We mentioned already, when you have zikas yibum, you have zikas chalitza. When you mufka, you mufka. Now, chutz m'chai velavim, that are mufka from the parsha of yibum, but there's a velokachas, a new parsha of chalitza. Fayt Rabbi Kiveiga, so how Rashi says kol mokoy? So here in Ksat, yeah? What is Rav Kiveiga's kash? Kushiyatsum, the answer is like this. If it's stomach, but Abba we said, Rav Kiveiga is a tzorchi in God. But if we said, what that? The Gemara first said, if she's in the power, she'll give her chalitza. Kamashon, she's out. If I think more, maybe it's a new power of the chalitza. If it's not zikasim, it's not zikas chalitza. Never! Chutzum chavilavim, we said, it's a new parsha. Zogt Rashi, if you will find arayas that you can do yibum and they have chalitza, it's not because it's a new parsha of chalitza and arayas. It's only because misofik you do chalitza. You write chavilavim have a different parsha, but that already we asked. Shem kolayil zikasim and chalitza, we have chavilavim. The Gemara says, "May lo yisol kachas." It's a sugya. We are learning now arayas. We're not learning chavilavim. In the Bismedrash of Arayas, we're saying it's no Zikas Yib Chalitza without Zikas Yibu. Like we said in Rebbe Chomer. Kol HaOyle LeZikas Yibu, it's no Chetzi. If you will find a Chetzi, it's Misof. I is a new Parsha of Chai V'Lavim. I didn't say there's no new Parsha. I'm discussing the Klal of Kol HaOyle. So, before, in the beginning of the Sugya, we taught that any Arayas that are stuck a little bit, because it's oisrois, they will need chalitza. This is the reason it says poitrois and kazanava oisrois. Because if it's oisrois, you will need chalitza. Chotshtu, the answer is, yvomis are out. And when someone is out, he's out completely. Furthermore, maybe, no, maybe it's a zikas chalitza. It's like, well, if it's no zikas yibum, it's never zikas chalitza. You never found someone had zikas yibum, but didn't have zikas chalitza. Chavilanim is a new parsha. You're right. Noch arts, noch rashi is not gishma. But the vial, it's really a ktsat tzorichi. We'll stop here.